Hello, this is Angus Ketchout, Mississippi State University. Today I want to talk about terminating insecticide sprays for foliage feeding caterpillars in soybeans. Currently, we have a substantial part of the soybean crop that was planted early that is now fast approaching R6 and even in some cases R7. If you look at the insect control guide, one of the things we've always recommended is terminating insecticide sprays for caterpillar pests at R7 growth stage. And R7 growth stage is when you have one brown pod anywhere on the plant, on the majority of the plants in the field. So the problem we're running into right now, or the question that is being asked most often, is I'm at R6, I'm starting to see a slight color change in the field. I'm just at R6. I have a threshold of soybean loopers, or either a composite of soybean loopers, velvet bean caterpillars, or green clover worms, a complex of foliage feeders. Can I let them go, or do I need to take care of them? So to answer that question, I'm going to talk about just a few things. First of all, you need to understand how long it takes to get from R6 to R7. And if you look at some of the work that was done in Stoneville several years ago, generally on a mid to late group 4 planted from April 15th to May 15th, generally we're talking about somewhere between 17 and 19 days to get from R6 to R7. Now typically we see this move much faster depending on whether beans are irrigated or whether they're dry land. So it can be as little as probably 12 to 14 days. So we're talking 2 to 3 weeks on average. So defoliation blocks photosynthesis, and when photosynthesis is blocked, pods don't fill out. So it stands to reason the later the beans are in their developmental stage, the less impact losing foliage would have on yield. And in fact, that is true on soybean yield. One of the things that we found is when you get to the R6 growth stage, where a lot of beans are at right now and where a lot of the questions are coming in, it took a defoliation event of somewhere around 70% just to equal a 5% yield loss when we were at the R6 stage. Now, when you had a 100% defoliation event, we did see yield loss even as late as R6 up to 30%. But the point is, this is not like the earlier growth stages. You can lose yield even at R6 if you do not protect this foliage, but it will not be catastrophic. Instead of 30% yield loss at R6, if you lose 100% of the leaves, it can be 90% yield loss if this happens at R3, even up through early R5. So it can take more defoliation later in the season. With that in mind, we have a high price for beans right now. Our threshold does not change. We have a 20% defoliation threshold in soybeans in Mississippi. But remember, when we get to R6 stage, if you're trying to make that decision because of the price of beans, we want to protect that foliage until we get out to at least, I would say, 10 days past R6. So if you're just at R6 and you already have lost some leaves, I would be thinking about going ahead and protecting that foliage for at least 10 more days. But do keep in mind the lower levels of defoliation are not going to hurt you. You are actually going to probably have to get somewhere around at least 40 to 50% defoliation before it would pay for treating. So to summarize everything that I've kind of been talking about, we need about 10 days of protection past R6. If you're just at R6 and you have a threshold, still consider treating. Protect that foliage for at least 10 to 14 more days. With the price of beans, I think it'll, even if you're only talking about a 5% yield loss or so, you're trying to block from that large defoliation event, go ahead and protect that foliage, and it should put money back in your pocket. Thank you.